Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose, when are these winds going to finally go away for the spring? I mean, it's another one of those 40-mile-an-hour winds with the big dust storms. Who needs it? Anyway, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show for Tuesday, May the 6th, 2014. Hope you're having a good day, trying to stay out of the wind. We'll get things rolling this Tuesday afternoon with a conversation with State Representative Damian Klinko. He is a Democrat from the 2nd Arizona legislative district. Then at 20 minutes past the hour, it's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. 30 past the hour, our monthly Your Meds segment with Dr. Ray Woosley. And then we'll close out the show with the Fox Tucson Theater Every Other Tuesday Arts Report with Linda Ray. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show Damian Klinko, State Representative from District Number 2. Damian, how are you?
I'm excellent, Bill. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
Well, the session was abbreviated for you. You assumed your seat, I believe, was it the end of February? Is that about right?
Yeah, it was towards the end of February, but it was certainly a fast-paced and, and fast-moving session.
Tell me a little bit your report card for the legislative session. The Arizona Republic gave the session a C overall, and we can get into some of those categories with some of those individual grades. But overall, how did you rate the session?
Overall, I mean, I was really disappointed. You know, stepping into this public policy role midstream, I really had hoped, especially because the governor and both the Democrats and the Republicans had really come together and said CPS was reforming CPS was really a priority after over 6,000 cases had been identified as not being investigated. Everyone agreed that we had to reform this system, but instead of really focusing energy and time to do that, we spent time on significantly partisan policy that really gave Arizona a black eye, like SB 1062. That was the legislation that would have sanctioned discrimination against specifically the LGBT community in communities like Tucson and Flagstaff and Phoenix, and got national attention. It was very disappointing to see that sort of policy moving through the process instead of addressing the real needs of Arizona.
I don't understand this about Child Protective Services, why the session would adjourn and now come back with a special session. Why not have just really tackled this? And after all, this was kind of the centerpiece of the governor's State of the State address, changing CPS around. And what's your take on that?
Well, I agree with you 100%. I mean, I think it should have been addressed during the session. I think it, you know, wasting time is you know, continuing to put children at risk. And I would argue that one of the reasons that this wasn't addressed was because the more conservative wing of our legislature spent time focusing on issues like Clive and Bundy in Nevada, and actually went there during the session to defend that gentleman and his positions, and then brought that back to our state and spent a significant amount of time talking about issues like that on the floor of the House, instead of focusing on issues like Child Protective Services or economic development focus, or really focusing on rural communities. I mean, there really was again and again a sort of this very extremist push inside of the legislature that really, really actually alarmed me.
Well, you had heard about that that extremist wing of the legislature, but then when you're actually up there and part of the overall picture, did it? You say it alarmed you. It must have been kind of an eye opener, to say the least, then, Damian.
You know, I think that there is a siloing of information often around the legislature. You know, just actually having spent time there and now actually going out into districts and talking with people in the community tend to not be informed about the extent of the legislation that's moving through the process. And I really encourage people to really become more engaged and more involved in the process and really track what's happening in the legislature, because it's so fast-paced and there's so many bills moving through the system that have such significant implications on our lives in Arizona. And I think to see it up close and personal, you know, as sitting on the floor really took me aback to just see how broad a stroke or how really toxic some of these bills are. And, you know, some bills the governor vetoed, like the bill that would have required that individuals holding public events allow people with guns into their private public events, or the bill that would have sanctioned insurance gap within new rideshare networks that are emerging across the state. Bills like those were vetoed, but others, like the bill that would allow surprise inspections on abortion clinics, were passed through, or a bill, HB 2526, that increases interest rates on consumer lending from generally from 24% to 36%, and that was a special interest bill driven by the lending industry that really had no practical purpose except to increase profits at the expense of some of our most vulnerable communities. So, you know, seeing bills like that move through the system, it really, really actually alarms me about where we are going as a state and the need for more public and community engagement.
All right, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Jim is with us. Jim, you're with Damian Klinko. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Mr. Klinko, isn't it true that one of the reasons the governor wanted to delay the CPS session was because there are still quite a few investigations going on of the 6,000 that were being investigated? Isn't that more the reason?
So, at the end of the day, you know, we are, by not impacting and changing reform and reforming the system now and waiting, children are at risk, period.
So, and why would you want to reform a system that hasn't been fully reported yet?
Well, there are significant problems. I mean, when you have over 6,600 reports of child abuse that were neglected to be investigated, and we adjourned and we didn't invest resources into that system, that's distressing. I mean, how long do we want to wait? Are we going to wait till the fall in hopes that, you know, these kids will be moved out of the system? No, we need to take action now as a state, because we can't afford to put our children at risk. And you know, there are lots of reasons that you can make to delay taking action to ensure that Arizona children are safe. But I would say that it should have been a priority, and we should not have spent time wasting on a very, very bipartisan policy.
Jim, I believe you had a second part to your question about Damian's future plans.
Correct. Should you get reelected and allowed to go to another session besides this special session, what kind of legislation are you looking at putting up to improve the lives of Legislative District 2?
Okay, so one of the things that I'm really interested in working on is there's a couple things. One of the things I'm really interested in working on is a tax credit for the rehabilitation of Main Street properties. This would have a huge implications in the communities like Nogales or Patagonia, funneling reinvestment in. It's something that's worked in almost 38 other states in the country, and is something that Arizona could really leverage to see an increase in property values, increase in sales tax. It's revenue positive for the district, for certainly LD2, and it would be for the state. So really focusing on rural communities, which is something that that hasn't been focused on in the last few years. I think there's been, even during the budgeting process, I proposed $1 million item for a program that was once operated in Arizona called the Main Street Program, which is really focusing on economic development in rural communities. And when the economy turned in 2008, that program was cut. So, those are the sort of things that I would really like to work on, and that I have a background and expertise in.
Yeah, and your background is, of course, you're intimately familiar with Tucson preservation. Was your event, you had an event last weekend, is that correct?
Yeah, we had an event 2 weekends ago
okay.
In Tucson, a fundraiser to raise money for heritage conservation throughout the Tucson and Pima County and Southern Arizona region. And it was very successful and really well attended.
Any other events coming up in the preservation end of things?
Well, you can always check out the Tucson Historic Preservation Foundation website, preservetucson.org, to find out about upcoming events. We have some walking tours, a walking tour series this summer, focusing on highlighting some of our community's rich cultural resources.
So your own political plans, you are seeking reelection?
I am. Yeah, I absolutely am seeking re-election. I have I've filed, and I'll be submitting signatures in the coming week.
All right, Damian Klinko, thank you very much for spending part of your lunch hour with us today, and good luck to you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Bill.
All right, coming up on 12:15 on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will be with me right after this.
Do bees worry you? Do bees scare you? Would you like to know a pest control company who can give you options in dealing with this situation? How about bee removal? Or would you prefer to send them straight to bee heaven? Five Star Termite and Pest Control can give you these options. Call the professionals at Five Star, 886-0045. Fivestar-termite.com.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum.
Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanque Verde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how's your week going?
Week is going well, Bill. A little windy today, but then again, it's Tuesday and I'm here, so it's got to be windy, right?
Always. Good to see you, Shelley. Shelley, let's talk about income inequality and why that is important to the investor.
Okay. So what we have been talking about probably for the past decade or more is that the gap between the very rich and the middle class is widening. And that's not only widening here in the States, it's widening, you know, really across the developed countries. Now, why is it important? It's important because without a middle class that can afford to spend money, the economy will, in fact, go into a slump. Without demand, the economy, which is 70% based on consumption, gets into trouble. And that's not just our economy. That's the economies in Europe and the other developed countries as well. Now, there's also a humanitarian reason why there are problems with the middle class losing its purchasing power and its ability to become, you know, upwardly mobile. But just from an investor perspective, We from time to time have these really serious hits on the economy that cause investments to slump badly, and those tend to happen when the amount of money in the economy becomes weighted far too heavily at the top of the economy. We saw it in 1928. We saw it in 2008. We're seeing it again now. We've seen it some other times, not quite as severely, but it seems to signal that demand drops precipitously. That becomes a snowballing effect. Demand drops, people get laid off, there's less money to spend, therefore people save more. I mean, these things, once they take off in the wrong direction.
There's a new book called Capital in the 21st Century. Yeah. It seems like everybody is talking about this book. I don't know how many of the people talking about it have actually read the book, but it certainly is kind of the topic du jour, isn't it, of the economist and the economic community.
Absolutely, Bill. The book itself is 700 pages of dense economics. Written in French originally and translated very nicely, I might add, to very colloquial English. It is the number one seller on Amazon right now. You wonder about that. Yeah. And it's called Capital, and then the subtitle is In the 21st Century. So that signals instantly that this guy is writing a book that he intends to be as important as Karl Marx's Das Kapital, or Capital. Mm-hmm. And so where Piketty is going with this is to say, look, if you don't count the periods of time during which we were recovering from a recession or recovering from a war, what capital tends to do is accumulate at the top. It's its natural progression. People who can invest do. They reinvest. They make more money. And the money tends to float to the top. He comments, as I did at the beginning of this segment, why that's important to economies. And therefore, he says this is a problem that needs to be solved. At the end, he prescribes a solution that he himself admits is not very practical, namely a worldwide tax against excessive accumulations of capital.
I doubt if that's going to happen. Yeah.
But if you take a look at the intellectual energy that is now going into analyzing this book, both from the right and the left. I mean, we've had articles by Ross Duhat. We've had articles by Krugman. We've had articles by David Brooks. We're seeing, actually, I would recommend to our listeners to go on the CNN site and listen to the Fareed Zakaria show from this past Sunday. He had David Leonhardt on, who is the former bureau chief of the New York Times, talking about these problems. I mean, it's in a very kind of populist sense. It's what Elizabeth Warren is talking about in her new book. So, you know, it gets into do we need or should we have a raise in minimum wages? It's all about the middle class and how the middle class in the United States can continue to be the, you know, the prominent economic force in driving driving success. You know, we've slipped now. America has now slipped from first place. Our middle class has now fallen behind Canada.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of education, how we educate our kids, the literacy rate, technology literacy, all of this, we used to dominate, and now we don't anymore. And the reason we don't, according to Piketty, is that the capital needed to produce that kind of result in our economy is now floated to the top so precipitously that there isn't the money needed now or necessary to educate our kids, to fund our schools, to fund the kind of technical and avocational training that's necessary. And all of these things are not just in the U.S., but around the developed world. And he believes it's a crisis. I do, too.
All right. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Dan has a question or comment for certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Yes, thank you very much. I've been getting out of the stock market here because I've just totally lost faith in New York and Wall Street. And can you tell people why we should invest when people like Icahn and Einhorn can put in $100 million into a stock and then start building it or berating it and drive the price down in a few days? I mean, it's legal, but it's totally immoral.
Well, Dan, I'm not sure exactly the manipulation that you're referring to. Let me tell you why we need to be invested in equities. The reason you need to have equities as part of your overall portfolio is that over time, they have always outperformed inflation. They have always outperformed virtually every other investment you can have. And when I say over time, yeah, there are dips. We get the 2008s, the 2001s, we get the 1987s. But if you are invested in equities, you will, according to historical performance,
and going back all the way
back all the way to 1929.
Okay.
And so if you're not there, you won't keep up. So whether or not, you know, you think these guys in Wall Street are a bunch of scoundrels or a bunch of, you know, golden-haired kids, either way, that is the place where investment goes to grow. And so if you feel uncomfortable doing it that way, there are some other ways. But historically, you're going to underperform. And I know that's not a satisfying answer, but it is the historical truth.
So in a portfolio, you really, in your opinion, need an equity position.
Yeah, even as a retiree, you need some percentage of equities, typically in the 25 to 30% range, to, you know, participate in the growth in the economy, in the bond market, in fixed income, in real estate and other things, you can do okay. But again, historically, those markets, the equity markets, are producing on average 11 to 12% a year. And the other, real estate at 5%, bonds at 3 or 4%. So, you know, if inflation is at 3%, it's not right now, but if it normalizes, you need to stay ahead of that. And in order to do that, you need to be in equities. There's just, you know, I wish I could tell you there was another formula. There isn't.
And parking the cash on the sidelines.
Well, that's the worst thing you can do.
When you've got the interest rate less than 1%.
And what it comes down to, Bill, is finding somebody who you trust and who you could talk to and who you can hold accountable for the advice you're given. So that yeah, there's, you know, garbage happening on Wall Street all the time, and, you know, banks get into situations they're not proud of, and we shouldn't be either. But you know, if you're involved in mainstream investing and you're not looking to make a killing, you're just investing for the long term in good, solid, equities that have a good exposure worldwide as well, you're going to, over time, do well. Is it, you know, are you exposing yourself to maybe some situations with people that you really can't stand? You may be. But again, there aren't any alternatives that are as historically dependable and that, you know, you can look at and say, this is as relatively safe as I need to be with my portfolio.
Trust is the key word there.
Trust in the individuals or individuals who are advising you. That's critical.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, a gentleman that I trust. Shelley, where is the best way to get a hold of you?
Just go right to the BuckmasterShow.com and hit the link to me, and then I return the call.
Shelley, thanks. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views, but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. UA Biosphere 2's new ocean gallery and its large viewing windows give tour visitors a look under the surface of the existing Biosphere 2 ocean. Within the ocean gallery is the new Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit, which chronicles the storied 1940 journey of author John Steinbeck and marine biologist Ed Ricketts to the Gulf. Experience this remarkable journey for yourself. Come visit Biosphere 2 today. Info at b2science.org.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, focusing on your medication and how to take control of your health care. The Your Med segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, the former UA College of Medicine Dean and founder, and now President Emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley's latest creation is Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. Visit crediblemeds.org today. Dr. Woosley, good to see you.
You too, Bill. Great to be here.
We are going to be talking today about something that is very, very important to all of us, and it basically is that we are running out of ammunition on the war on drugs, and scientists, Dr. Woosley, as you know, have feared that this day would be coming ever since Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin in 1928. In his Nobel Prize acceptance speech, he warned that bacteria could evolve to beat antibiotics, and that is exactly what's happening.
Exactly. It was predicted that even back that far. It's been a challenge for the pharmaceutical industry to stay ahead of this game because the bigger shotgun drugs that they create, the more it creates a problem. You need those drugs for serious infections. I think we're beginning to recognize that bacteria aren't bad guys. The bacteria actually are really important for us to survive. A lot of people recognizing that the bacteria in your gut can affect your whole body, and the bacteria on your skin are there to protect you from things like yeast and other things. So there's good bacteria and bad bacteria.
Little bugs are living with us.
Exactly. They're all over the place.
They're on our body. They are, as you say, they're on the skin. They are in our body, and they are these little bugs, Dr. Woosley, are performing, in most cases, a service.
Absolutely. They're essential for our health and well-being. And occasionally, these bad bugs come along. Sometimes they're bacteria, but often they're viruses. More often, they're viruses or yeast, you know, the candida infections that people get. So we've got to live in harmony with these guys. And we've got to be able to have the guns available, as you said, when somebody gets out of control. And if you use a shotgun when a 22 would work, the shotgun causes a lot of harm to our body.
And if folks remember only four words out of this interview today with Dr. Woosley, it would be that antibiotics don't kill viruses.
Absolutely. And don't go to your doctor and say, I've got a sinus infection, I need an antibiotic, because often those are viruses, and they're going to get better on their own. There are things you can do. I mean, you can use humidifiers and saline nose washes and things like that. But it's an antibiotic is not going to work. It's going to really increase the risk. You wipe out all the good bacteria, and the bad ones that are really resistant to that drug will start growing.
The World Health Organization came out with a report the end of April that really brought all of this home, and it was like a hammer, I think, to the medical industry. The fact that we are now on a last resort, a last line of defense on really a whole host of bacterial infections.
Exactly. You know,
we're to the point where maybe before those particular drugs would be effective 90 to 100% of the time, we're down into the 40% area.
Right. And you have to use multiple drugs together to get any of these serious infections treated. And if we don't do something quickly, it's going to be a disaster. We'll be back into the dark ages when infections were spreading and wiping out entire populations. And, you know, most of the antibiotics that we use today have come from research that was sponsored by the government, because these antibiotics need to be used very carefully, and they're not blockbuster drugs. It's not like a drug to lower cholesterol or something. So they don't fit the usual model for the drug industry, and the drug industry has given up on trying to develop them.
790-2040, 790-2040, if you would like to weigh in on this conversation. I think it's so serious that the government actually needs to develop a Manhattan Project like that we had in the Second World War, that the government actually needs to get involved with this and fund the research and get these drugs so they can get on the market.
I agree. That is exactly what's needed. And we need to be using technologies to test these drugs more quickly, find out, we're really fortunate here in Tucson. We have Accelerate developing tests to tell you what kind of infection you have within hours instead of days. So those technologies are available, but they need to become part of the mainstream drug development process.
If you do need an antibiotic, can't you just request from your doctor, if the doctor and you agree that you need an antibiotic, rather than these Z-Pak. The Z-Pak, which is the 5-day supply, why not just the good old penicillin?
That's penicillin is the safest route when you have an infection. It is going to take care of most infections, and it's not going to wipe out all those good bacteria that you need. And the Z-Pak, it's convenient, but it's also dangerous. Some of these drugs like Cipro and Z-Pak, reports just came out last month showing thousands of people die because of their cardiac effects. These drugs affect your heart. You don't want to use those drugs unless you absolutely need them.
Well, why do doctors, are they so quick to prescribe these particular drugs? Does the marketing play a factor here?
Oh, big part of it. Yes, indeed. The billions that are spent promoting these drugs affects prescribing. But there's another subtle part of it, because people have done interviews and they ask the doctor, now, you know that was a sinus infection, it was a virus, why did you give the antibiotic? And their answer has been usually, well, they would have gone to get it from somebody else. If I didn't give it to them, they would still get it from somebody else. And that's not a good answer.
No.
Talking to the patient, getting to know them, explaining to them that this is a very important medicine that should only be given when needed and not for you takes time and caring. And that doctors need to do more of that.
Be your own good consumer. If you think you have a sinus infection, perhaps even before you rush off to the doctor, even if you Google antibiotics and sinus infections, you will find that in the vast majority of cases, people taking an antibiotic will get over their sinus infection within days of the folks that didn't take the antibiotic are going to get over it the same amount of time.
Exactly the same amount of time. And the data on zinc aren't that impressive. It may save a few hours, these zinc lozenges that people take. But the biggest message I would say is be informed, as you said, but to also prevent illness. Be vaccinated. A lot of people are finally recognizing that this big anti-vaccination move was a hoax. The people who started that are in jail now. So vaccines are essential. Use them. They'll prevent illness. Wash your hands frequently if you're around somebody who's ill. If you're ill, stay home. I mean, those are big things that we can all do to prevent these infections. And then don't use antibiotics unless you absolutely have to. And if you do, don't just take a few days and feel better and stop, because that's even worse. That allows resistant organisms to come in again. So take it if you need an antibiotic, take it as directed and fill out the whole treatment regimen.
And you talked about vaccinations, and we don't have time to get into it on this program, but it's been in the news that over in places like Pakistan and Afghanistan, where a simple little dose of oral polio vaccine would prevent it, there are full regions in Pakistan and Afghanistan where people are saying it's a CIA plot to take these vaccines, and the kids are getting polio again. Polio is reemerging as a killer in the world.
In the world, and even in this country, it's starting to come back. And measles, huge outbreaks of measles now, and that's a horrible illness that we had wiped out of this country.
Dr. Ray Woosley, thank you very much. We'll go to crediblemeds.org. What a great resource that is.
Well, we're really pleased that the Arizona community helped us create this and help us make it available. We want to be the trusted source of information, so we're not funded by anybody who's got a dog in that fight.
There you go. Dr. Woosley, thanks a lot. We'll see you in June.
Thank you, Bill.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Johnny Clegg on May 7th, one of South Africa's most celebrated sons. Johnny Clegg is a singer, songwriter, dancer, anthropologist, and a musical political activist who has won the hearts and souls of fans worldwide. Clegg's crossover music is a vibrant blend of Western pop and African Zulu rhythms set to universally appealing lyrics. Don't miss this international artist who was personal friends with Nelson Mandela. See Johnny Clegg May 7th at the Fox, and coming to the Fox on Saturday, May 31st, an intimate evening with Justin Hayward, the legendary voice of the Moody Blues. For tickets to see Johnny Clegg May 7th and Justin Hayward on Saturday, May 31st, visit FoxTucson.com or call 547-34. We welcome now Linda Ray, Tucson Weekly contributor and contributor to the Buckmaster Show. Linda, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great. I've been out gardening all morning. Isn't this weather great?
Yeah, great. Other than the wind, I like the temperature.
Yeah, but it's going to start to get hot.
Yep, it's getting
and
hot.
And so today, I brought a whole lot of art to talk about.
You did.
Stay indoors and in the air conditioning, but I'm really especially excited about this TPAC New Works Artist Showcase. I think it's the first time they've held it at Maker House. You remember that? That's the old Mountain Oyster Club at Stone and Tool. It's a beautiful facility.
Nice facility.
Yeah, and they're going to feature short presentations in new media, music, magic, theater, and vaudeville by the winners of TPAC's 2013-14 New Works Artists Grant. So we can see our tax dollars at work at this very fun event. It's going to feature food trucks, beverages of all sorts for sale, and then the presentations are followed by music in the courtyard. That's Thursday, May 8th from 5:30 to 8 p.m., and it's free.
Cool. That's this Thursday.
Right. And another thing happening this Thursday, we look forward to this every year, it's the Small Things Considered 22nd Annual Small Works Invitational.
That is always a fun event. The little bitty paintings.
Yeah, well,
not 12 by 12. Not itsy bitsy.
Right, that's the constraint. And a sculpture can only be 18 inches high. And there'll be the gallery regulars participating, then people, artists from all over town participate in that. That's also opens May 8th, but it's going to continue through June 28th. So there's a little bit of time to catch that if you want to go to the TPAC thing instead. I want to call everybody's attention to this Curtis Reframe, the Arizona portfolios. Many people out there learned the first things they knew about the Southwest from
Edward S. Curtis.
From looking at
his famous photographer.
Iconic photographs, American West.
I need to check this exhibition out.
You should.
It's over on the U of A campus, running through actually the 31st of next year. So
right.
I'm glad they're keeping it up for a long time, because Curtis really kind of the icon and what he produced, the iconic photographs.
Right. And we may talk about this again in the next year, but it's a very important exhibit of some really fine works from our collection here at the Arizona State Museum on the University of Arizona campus.
And people do get confused, Linda Ray. When you say Arizona State Museum, they think of kind of that it's up at University ASU. No, it's on the U of A campus.
Right.
The
it's in
State.
What years ago when Linda Ray was going to school was the original main library. So
I remember.
Anyone my age and older will know that.
Well,
it's right at University.
Remember that as well.
It's across from Centennial Hall.
Yep.
But then in contrast, there's a one-night-only Icons photographic exhibit at Whistle Stop Depot, which is this great, very little known venue at 127 West 5th. That's in an old depot over there. And it's going to be photographic exhibit, 20 plus Arizona photographers, each showing a new and different themed series. And there are lots of folks we know from here in town, but others from all over the state. And it's just one night on Saturday at 8 p.m. this week. So go check that out. And you can read all about it in the weekly, too. And then we can road trip.
To Bisbee.
Do you ever go down there for the art walk?
I haven't been there for the art walk. That's coming up, isn't it?
Right. More than 30 galleries and shops keep their doors open late and have special discounts and refreshments and so on. Music starts at 8 p.m. And that's the second Saturday of every month.
Which means it's this Saturday.
Right.
Yes.
And it continues through August 9th.
Okay. And it's free. That's good.
Uh-huh. And one other big art thing I think everybody should be aware of, even if you can't get to this lecture. Jason DeCares Taylor is the guy who does those life-size sculptures under the ocean. You may have seen pictures of it and not realize what you're looking at, but he's got an installation that's 100 people standing around. Then there's another one with people standing around in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And his work has kind of an ecological theme. He likes it that barnacles and corals grow on these fixtures, but they also keep tourists away from precious reefs. I would urge everybody to go out and get a little bit familiar with his work. Just look at the website, which I have here somewhere, and I can't find it.
It's underwatersculpture.com, but the event goes on at the Himmel Park Branch Library.
Right. This is a lecture. It's going to be an illustrated
Thursday
lecture.
From 3 to 4 in the afternoon.
But you can cool off by looking at what's going on underwater. I want to remind everybody this Edge 65 series, we've talked about that before. It's new works in prose and poetry at the Casa Libre in La Solana. May 21st coming up. I won't go into that.
Because we're quickly running out of time.
Oh, we are. Oh, my gosh. And I'm talking too soon.
Ballet Tucson has a concert coming up.
Right. With choreography by Mary Beth Cabana, who's the artistic director, and some other pieces of choreography. But the main thing about dance is this. Go read the weekly under dance. And every single dance school in town is into its spring recitals. So if you like dance, that will be at the
Stevie Eller Dance Theater. It's really a great venue on the U of A campus for Ballet Tucson. And that is coming up Saturday and Sunday on May 17th and 18th.
Right. The building looks like it's dancing, doesn't
it? It's very cool.
And then let's wrap up with film school.
Okay.
But yeah, both the Loft and the Fox Theater are holding series of two works by two directors that everyone should know about. La Dolce Fellini is a retrospective going on at the Loft all month. It starts Thursday, May 18th, and then it goes on Saturday and Thursday until the end of the month. But it's going to be La Strada, Knights of Cabrera, Fellini's Satyricon, everybody's favorite La Dolce Vita, Ginger and Fred, and more. And then, and go to loftcinema.org for details if you want to read the background on all these films and their importance. And similarly, at the Fox, there's a May Massacre bundle of films by James Tarantino. So all of your readers know the foxtucson.com website. Check it out.
And we'll hear more about the Fox right now. Linda Ray, thank you. Have a great week.
Thanks.
The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by the Fox Tucson Theater, presenting London Wainwright on Friday, May 9th. Wainwright, often fondly recognized for his recurring role as the singing surgeon on the MASH television series, has enjoyed an illustrious career, including 22 album releases, a Best Traditional Folk Album Grammy for High, Wide, and Handsome, the Charlie Poole Project, and Grammy nominations for his songs I'm All Right and More Love Songs. Wainwright was further honored with his 2012 release, Older Than My Old Man Now, and named one of NPR's top 10 albums for 2012. Visit foxtucson.com for tickets to London Wainwright on Friday, May the 9th, and get your tickets today for gold and platinum selling recording artists, yes, the Gypsy Kings. Like their music. Yeah, I know. Saturday, May 24th, Gypsy Kings performing their unique blend of music described as traditional flamenco wrapped around Western pop and supported by Latin rhythms. The Gypsy King, Saturday, May 24th. For tickets and information, visit foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. And if you're looking for, speaking of music, looking for a great event over the Memorial Day weekend, it will be the 19th annual Silver City Blues Festival to feature 11 outstanding acts, 9 Saturday and Sunday performances free to the public in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just three and a half hours east of Tucson. That's going to be a great event over the Memorial Day weekend. More information at southwestnewmexico.org and has all the great places to stay, like Spirit Canyon Lodge. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, then producer Rosemary Brandt, and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.